This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MET radio crew to represent campus at high-profile gas motor show, and SAPS suspends 9 senior officers over Medicaid 24 tender controversy. The time is 10:01. Good morning. For MET campus radio presenters, Four MET campus radio presenters have been selected to represent the station at the Gas Motor Show International 2026, giving them high-profile industry exposure at one of Africa's leading automotive and lifestyle festivals. Grace Ramukayelo, Siyanda Khumalo, Qhawe Qwabe, and Nomdeni Shongwe will attend the event on Suncoast Durban on 13 and 14 June 2026, following a selection process led by MET Campus Radio Programs Manager and Head of News Awe Tugelese. The opportunity was initiated by Zama Sishi, the Director of Stakeholder Relations, as part of MET's commitment to student development through real-world media exposure. While the show is known for showcasing supercar, custom vehicles, drifting, and live entertainment, it also serves as a practical learning platform for aspiring broadcasters. The presenters are expected to gain hands-on experience in interviewing, live event reporting, content creation, audience engagement, and multimedia production, while networking with industry leaders, brands, and media professionals. MET said the initiative reflects its focus on experiential learning beyond the studio, equipping future communicators and content creators with skills needed for evolving media landscape. In other news, 9 senior South African Police Service officers who served on the bid evaluation committee for controversial Medicare 24 health tender have been suspended pending disciplinary and related investigations into the irregular awarding of multi-million rand contracts. The suspensions, confirmed by SAPS, are linked to the tender awarded to businessman Vusmuzi Ket Maklala, who was already under investigation by the Special Investigating Unit and the hawks over the 2.3 billion Tembisa Hospital procurement scandal. The action follows the recent dismissal of a former Gauteng head of organized crime Major General Richard Shibiri for misconduct after he admitted to accepting a 70,000 loan from Maklala. Meanwhile, a Pretoria Magistrate Court case involving Maklala suspended National Commissioner General Fani Masomola and other senior officials charged with fraud, corruption, and money laundering related to 228 million Medicare tender was postponed to later this month. The SAPS said it remains committed to integrity and transparency, but will not comment further while processes are ongoing. And finally, Intando yazi yasisadini uNothando Hlophe odume ngengoma yakhe ethi empini sothini ilokho igqame njalo ngesikhathi kumenyezelwa abaqokwe emcimbini yama National Gospel Music Awards. UNothando wodume uqokwe kakhulu olandelwa ngufikile Mlomo noLindani Gumede. Abaculi abaqokwe kuma National Gospel Music Awards bamenyezelwe emcimbini omkhulu obuse Encore Auditorium eGoli. Lo mcimbi uzobe ungowe-13 kulonyaka okubalwa kuwo ukugqama kwamaciko amaningi aqhamuka kuleli nasemazweni angomakhelwane. Umfundisi Dan Raseluma ongumsunguli walezindondo uhalalisela bonke abaqokiwe kulonyaka. Uveze ukuthi umcimbi omkhulu lapho abayobe benikwa khona izindondo abaqokwa uzobe ungoNcwaba 29 eGoli. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT radio crew is to represent campus at high-profile gas motor show, and SAPS suspends 9 senior officers over the Medicare 24 tender controversy. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin tomorrow at 8 o'clock on the Weekend Breakfast Show. Signing out, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.